אתם עם SBS בעברית. You are Whichalom, Australia.
Welcome back to SBS Hebrew. I'm your host, Marielle Olensky. Australia's social cohesion has come under scrutiny in the wake of the Bondi Beach mass shooting, whilst multicultural communities have come together in vigils and public acts of solidarity with Jewish Australians. The tragic mass shooting, deemed a terror attack by the New South Wales police, saw 15 people killed at a Hanukkah festival on Sunday, the 14th of December. As leaders debate tougher laws against hate speech and extremism, Muslim and Jewish voices alike have warned against collective blame as fears grow of a potential Islamophobic backlash. A vigil for the victims of Australia's worst mass shooting in nearly three decades, soundtracked by local surgeon as a part-time saxophonist Krishna Rao. He tells SBS Hindi that the event, held in Sydney's western suburb of Harris Park on Wednesday, was an important opportunity for locals to pay their respects.
Today's vigil was a good thing to do because, frankly, this was a horrendous incident. And it's not going to go away soon.
It comes in response to one of the darkest days in Australia's recent history after two alleged shooters killed 15 people at a Hanukkah event at Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach. This vigil, in what's known as the city's Little India, is just one example of Australia's multicultural community coming together to mark the tragedy. Gurmeet Tully, president of Little India, tells SBS Hindi it's important to let Australia's Jewish community know that there are millions of Australians standing with them.
In this time of grief, we all have to show solidarity. We have to come together. We have to show the strength of the multiculturalism. Social cohesion is very important. In this situation, I will not blame the government. They're doing an excellent job, but still they have to be a bit more tighter. More educational policies has to be brought in.
In the aftermath of the Bondi attack, SBS audio language groups received messages of support and solidarity with the Jewish community from Australia's multicultural communities. SBS Arabic featured these messages from their Arabic-speaking audiences.
There was a moment when I cried because it's just wrong. It's simply wrong. Our religion doesn't allow this. In the Quran, it's written that we must respect all religions, and through that respect, you truly become a Muslim.
We need to stand together and love one another. We shouldn't label people and say this one is Jewish, this one is Muslim, or this one is Christian. This person is Australian, that's it. What happened is not normal, and it should never happen. I want to say that terrorism has no religion, and the proof of that is the bravery of Ahmed al-Ahmad, the Syrian Muslim who represents true Australian human values. We offer our condolences to the Jewish community and to Australia.
Members of the Turkish community in Australia also expressed solidarity with the Jewish community.
Words cannot describe what happened. They made beautiful Australia live a dark day. I wish mercy to those who died and a speedy recovery for our wounded. Retired Colonel wrote, I condemn Sunday's terrorist attack in Sydney. Nejde Çimenli wrote, I condemn all terror and wish patience for those who have lost loved ones.
Members of the Thai community have also shared messages of sympathy and support for the families of those who lost their lives, as well as for everyone affected. A Thai community member using the name Imim commented on the actions of an unarmed member of the public, Relvan Morrison, who was killed after attempting to help during the incident. She wrote,
He was a hero who did everything he could to buy time. Otherwise, the number of people killed would likely have been higher. My deepest condolences to family of him. Another member of the Thai community called Nunam wrote, "This is truly heartbreaking. I feel deeply sorry for every family that has suffered a loss. The Thai community sends its support and strength."
SBS Audio also received a message from Shata M. Jamil, a member of Melbourne's Sri Lankan Muslim community.
"As Muslims of Sri Lankan origin, we have personally experienced and witnessed such tragedies. We strongly condemn this terrorist attack and sincerely pray for those who lost their lives. We extend our heartfelt condolences to the families and friends who are grieving. As Muslims, we will offer prayers for the deceased and in accordance with our religious traditions. As special prayers have been arranged after our upcoming Jummah prayers."
That story there by Sam Dover and Rayan Tama for SBS News.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.